President Trump issued a preliminary budget a few weeks ago to avoid a government shutdown. The White House wanted to hike Pentagon spending by $54 billion. However, Congress approved a version with less than half that number. Still, that skinny budget, as the earlier plan was called, made it clear. Trump loves the military, and it looks like Alabama is going to get a good-sized piece of that pie.
Huntsville and everything that's going on at the Redstone Arsenal, to the Anniston Army Depot, to Maxwell Air Force Base there in Montgomery.
That's Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne.
To Fort Rucker down in Ozark, and we've got these great shipyards in Mobile.
He's in a good position to predict good times for the state's defense industry. Byrne sits on the House Armed Services Committee. He says that what's good for those sites is good for Alabama.
All of which is tied to funding for the national military. And so this significant increase that the president is talking about will benefit in each one of those areas and will be a huge plus for the economy of the state of Alabama.
Redstone Arsenal near Huntsville employs over 35,000 people. Boeing has nearly 3,000 employees in the area, and Lockheed Martin is the 21st largest employer in the state, and that doesn't even include all their suppliers. In South Alabama, Byrne says it's the shipyards that are making an impact.
These ships we make in Mobile can be distributed throughout the Pacific region in order for our commanders over there to be able to have different weapons that they can use and distribute that in such a way to where it makes it very difficult for any adversary we have to defend against it.
Byrne is talking about the Littoral-class ships built by Austal USA. Austal is quickly becoming one of the go-to companies for building ships for the U.S. Navy. Craig Percivali is the president of Austal USA. He says they've been busy the past few years.
In the last 7-8 years, we've delivered 12 U.S. Navy ships. That's pretty significant, I would think, when you look at how small of a company we were basically in 2009. And now that we've delivered 12 ships since then is really a testament to the team here, the employees, and quite frankly, the state of Alabama.
Austal USA builds the Littoral-class ships that are becoming popular with the Navy because of their ability to operate in shallow water and their adaptability.
The beauty of them is they are, relatively speaking, very large, with very large flight decks and a significant amount of volume that allows the Navy to reconfigure the ship as needed as requirements change.
Percivali says they currently have one of the Littoral-class ships, the USS Coronado, forward deployed in Singapore. By next year, they should have two more ships in the same area. In order to have those ships in their cargo ships that they build for the Navy, they need employees. And Percivali says that they've been growing since first opening shop in Mobile.
Basically, in December of 2009, we had about 900 employees, and now we're over 4,000 total.
Troy Wayman is the vice president of economic development for the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce. He says they are a benefit to the area.
That amount of dollars going back into our economy is phenomenal. Anytime you have an industry that employs over 4,000 employees, it could be safe to say that the impact is tremendous at the least.
He says it does more than put money back into the economy.
If you consider what happens when they commission a ship here, the number of people that it brings to our area, the light that it shines on our area, we couldn't pay for that type of marketing.
Wayman says the recognition goes beyond the region.
Just the fact the Navy has to have a presence here to, you know, monitor the production of the ships, to put crews on the ship, those sorts of things, not to mention rare air that it puts us in on a global scale.
Another area where Alabama could possibly benefit from the president's proposed budget is in dealing with veterans. President Trump's budget calls for a nearly 6% increase to the Department of Veteran Affairs. The financial website WalletHub recently ranked Alabama as the 13th best state in the country for military veterans to retire. While the state scored well in economic environment for veterans, analyst Jill Gonzalez says it fell short when it came to health care.
The number of VA health facilities to go around is pretty good here, but the quality is what could improve. Alabama ranked 44th out of all 50 states and D.C. just for that metric alone. The grade there is a 66th out of 100.
However, before anyone can get their hopes up too high, Congressman Bradley Byrne has this word of caution.
Presidents, Republican and Democrat, Congress's Republican and Democrat, go through this every year. What the president proposes and what the Congress passes are generally two different things. May agree with him in large measure on some things and not at all on others. So it's way too early to be able to predict what the impact will be.
For now, we just have to wait and see what happens. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Tuscaloosa.